a very fun job to have. Just finished another record-breaking month of October, and importantly, had a lot of fantastic rank advancements. We have a couple of new crowns. We've got Lydia and Dwight Ho from Hawaii. Congratulations to them. And then we've got AI Health and Healing, April Niebel, and Alana Slavin, April from Florida, Alana from New York. Congratulations to that new crown team. So we're heading toward 20 new crowns, all of them going to be joining us at the number one hotel brand in North America, the number three spa in the U.S. That's the Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain over in Tucson, Arizona, and we're going to have a ton of fun. So for those of you who are green diamonds and blue diamonds and black diamonds and red diamonds on the line here this evening, join this exclusive crown team that will be at the Ritz here next month. So I'm really looking forward to that event. We've got another big event coming up this weekend over in Weldon, California at the Native Springs Oasis, David Sandoval's home. So we're going to be welcoming a whole large handful of blue diamonds going up for a full-on retreat, massage and hiking and yoga and raw food cooking and all sorts of fun stuff. I know, well, she's a fitness expert, raw food chef, and yoga master. So lots of good things going on all over the place. And Purium's name is getting out there in a big, big way. And we saw that here just this past weekend at the Mastermind Conference. For those of you who don't know, maybe newer to the industry, the Mastermind Conference is one of the most prestigious gatherings of leaders in our entire industry. And Purium was out and about and up there in a big, big way. Brandi Shinoto was actually invited to do a feature presentation. And then Purium Crown Ikaika Lacio also had an opportunity to share some inspirational message upstage. So we had a couple of Purium speakers featured, more than 50 people in attendance. And so the Purium secret is definitely getting out, and it's exciting. It's really, really, really exciting for us as a company to know that we've built this company the right way, based upon integrity, based upon solid products, based upon a simple system, and we're seeing people from all walks of life having success. And when everyone gathers together, whether it's at one of our own events or even an industry event, the Purium team, the Purium people, the Purium culture really stands out. And so that makes me really proud, not only of what we've accomplished, but of what lies ahead for us here in the future. And that's always my focus on Tuesday night calls is, you know, not only what has worked, but importantly, what will work for you in the future. And that's why I invited three-star crown, good friend of mine, David Scolpetti, on the line to talk a little bit about where we are positioned as a company, what's going on for Purium, and how to put together a 60-day game plan moving forward to get to transformation time on January 1st. So, David, are you on the line?
I sure am.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, let's start with that Mastermind event. I mean, tell me a little bit about, you know, what it is, who was there, what the people got out of it, you know, what the Purium presence was like, where you are. There's always, you know, fantastic, smart people to learn from and share with. So, why don't you give us a quick snapshot for those?
I'd love to, David. I mean, the Mastermind event is run by a gentleman named Art Jonet. He's an awesome ambassador of the profession, and this was actually the 10th annual Mastermind event. I've actually attended the last five of them, and I'm glad I went 5 years ago because, you know, for so long, for 15 years that I was in this profession, I never went to any industry event thinking, hey, it wasn't probably necessary, and I don't know what I was thinking, quite frankly, but once I started going, I started to understand what the event was all about. And this particular event, there are several industry events out there, but this particular one is really designed to elevate the industry, you know, really install belief in others. And this little tagline, it's called Where Leaders Are Born. And that, it definitely develops leaders. You know, I mean, this event has a faculty that's, you know, very rich. I mean, they're very, very selective in the people they have as part of their faculty. I mean, people are earning, you know, on average about $1 million a year to be on that faculty, for the most part. And, you know, you just get to sit back over a 3-day period and not only learn from people that are very seasoned, but also network with other professionals. I mean, they had over They had individuals, several thousand people. They represented over 80 companies from almost 40 different countries. So it's a very diverse group. And it's just a great, you know, the non-recruiting zone, which is great. So you can go in there and just, you know, network and learn. And in our particular case, you know, it's interesting. Last year, I took Brandy and Holly and Lauren Sonoto to the event. And it was just the three of us, you know, and so I really wanted them to get some exposure, to the big picture, of the profession. And here we were, you know, 1 year later, interesting enough. It's kind of funny, you know, I was talking to Brandy at that event, that particular event last year, and I said, you know, Brandy, someday we're gonna get you on that stage, you know, I mean, and I think she felt pretty nauseous at the thought of it, at the time, but it was just really gratifying to see that come to fruition this year where, and speaking with, you know, Art and, you know, we were able to, you know, get her a spot where she was able to tell her story. I just got to tell you that, you know, obviously the people that were there were totally blown away, by how that went. But for those of you who were not there, let's just say that, you know, although the word Purium wasn't mentioned, I can promise you probably 2,000 people Googled her name very quickly and recognized the company she represented. And she did just a bang-up job. I mean, just total awesome job. And you mentioned Ike Colasio. I mean, that was another scenario. It was kind of interesting in that they did this one segment where they selected six people pretty randomly and had them do a three-minute presentation on you know, the value and the benefits of network marketing. And he did an extraordinary job. He's a very talented young man, but he did an extraordinary job. And there was a panel of four people that critiqued them, consisting of Orion Fowley, Randy Gage, Sarah Robbins, and Art Jonak. And just to put that in perspective, collectively, their monthly incomes collectively, just those four people, is over $600,000 a month. So very seasoned people. And I think, you know, it was amazing. I mean, we had probably, from a Purium standpoint, it was more than 50. It was pushing 80 people there. You know, certainly our team was up front and center, dominating the front rows of that event, and it was great, man. It was great. I mean, it was just very, very, very refreshing to see the majority of those people, incidentally, are relatively new to our profession, you know, let alone Purium, and to see them walk away, you know, with you know, the right attitude, the belief, the commitment, and of course, you know, everything else that really put them, you know, really believing, I think, primarily in the profession, David. And, you know, they talked about all kinds of topics, you know, rules of leadership, talked about fear, culture, community, you know, what we need to do to elevate ourselves in the profession. I mean, there was tons of great content, all of which really, you know, is great value to a professional building a business in this business, you know.
Well, you know, that really gives us a visual of, you know, it was just you and a handful of people and, you know, this dream of Brandy maybe being on stage someday. And sure enough, 1 year later, 80 people from all over Purium and Brandy up there on stage. That's great. And, you know, you just threw out a couple of topics quickly that you noted as you were listening to some of these other speakers, and one of them was the rules of leadership. So, you know, if you could, for everyone on the line here, as we're sharing information and masterminding ourselves here, that's part of what our Tuesday night call is, you know, what were some of the rules of leadership that were shared or some ideas and concepts that you think would be relevant for our team here?
Well, yeah, I mean, I could talk about leadership all day. I mean, as much as it is, I mean, we're in the midst of a leadership revolution, as far as I'm concerned. That's what this profession is all about. And the people that really do super well, A, you know, they work their way to becoming a leader, and then, you know, they be that leader that end up being that leader they want to attract. So, you know, one thing I would tell you is, you know, the first thing you need to do is lead yourself first. You know, you need to lead yourself first. You need to model the behavior that you duplicate. So what that really means is, you know, model how you invite, model how you present, how you enroll, how you train your individual new people, your teams, and so on and so forth. So, you know, if you don't lead yourself first into the process, it's pretty difficult to lead others, okay? The second thing I mentioned is it's important, you know, as a leader, to learn how to tell your story in an empowering way. And I think, like as I mentioned earlier, I think did an extraordinary job, and Brandy did an extraordinary job in telling their particular stories. And they were compelling. I mean, it was the way it was delivered, whether it was talking about the product, their background, you know, how they got involved in networking, what their peaks, their valleys were, the, you know, the challenges they faced, you know, along the way. I mean, it was very compelling to see somebody, you know, go through the process, stick with it, be consistent, and ultimately win at some point in the game. So you need to learn how to tell your story. I mean, this is a storytelling business, but as a leader, it's really super important. The third thing I would mention is that, you know, when you're going out to lead people, I mean, this is what I tell you, a couple things I always tell people, look, if you ask everyone to lead, nobody will. You know, if you expect everyone to lead, and just make that a big assumption, you need to hand select who those people are, and you need to go to them directly and let them know what you feel about them and how they could lead. You know, will they partner with you? Will they lead? And only then are you put in a position, in my opinion, to empower somebody to lead properly and build a team of leaders. Okay? And then the fourth thing I'll mention is that, you know, you need to, you know, if you're going to be a leader in this business, you know, we're expanding markets. You know, at the convention, we had a breakout session. We talked about opening up 40, 50 markets, you know, in the second half of the year. Well, we're well on our way to doing that. And what's necessary is people need to schedule and ultimately invest in their hot markets. And we're doing that, you know, through our Crown Universities that we're laying out. You know, I mean, we did one last month. We did two coming up this month in Vegas and New York. And in the month of January, our team's going to put on 8 Crown Universities in 4 weeks. And it's all going to lead into, you know, our regional event. So you have to go out and invest in those markets, spend your time, spend your money wisely, mind you. And that's how you lead. That's how you develop and, you know, build that leadership. And then the last thing I'll mention, David, as far as, you know, rules of leadership in general is that, you know, you need to grow your people. You need to grow your people and let your people grow the team. Okay? And another way to say it, another aspect of that is you got to be confident enough to give away your power. And I can just tell you, look, I've done this a couple times in the last year, you know, with Crown Legs. I have 2 Crown Legs and working on a third now. And, you know, those particular leaders in that, that are heading up those particular groups, you know, they've learned not to be the issue. And you just kind of pass the baton, because if you don't pass the baton and you have to be the issue, you have to control every aspect of it. Ultimately you're not letting one's, you know, wings, you know, spread out. And, so it's just a process, that it takes, David. And, you know, but if you can grow your people properly and you let your people grow the teams, that's how you build, you know, a business in this profession. That's how you create leadership. And, you know, there's no success without successors in this business, David, as you know.
Well, you know, those are some powerful concepts. And to go outside of, you know, the normal sphere of influence you have, to go and go to a meeting like this and take away those big concepts, I mean, that allows you, they say the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. That's for sure, and kind of the vision of the leader and the ability, as you say, to create successors and to continue to move your business and your vision forward through your team. And it's really important concepts. And, you know, for somebody who's not quite at that level, you know, one of the concepts that you just threw out as you were recapping earlier was the idea of fear and how fear gets in the way. And that's something that, you know, whether you're a leader or not, if you're brand new to this business, you know, fear can get in the way of your transformation. Fear can get in the way of your healthy happy hour or not doing one. Or fear can get in the way every time you're thinking about picking up a phone or sending an email or sending a text. Fear can get in the way a lot. What concepts did you...
Well, I mean, it's let me put it this way. I mean, fear is a pretty powerful word. And really, you know, controls a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And I can tell you, in this business, it's the number one reason that people don't win. It's because of fear. And a couple of things I'll mention on it is, you know, first of all, you know, one wants to win in this business. You want to be a leader. Understand that there's no such thing as a fearless leader. Okay, no such thing. There are leaders that faced fear and conquered it. But they became successful because of the fear. I'll give you a couple of examples. Maybe one a good example. I mean, look at Arna and Gerald. You know, four-star crowns with our business. And, you know, I can remember some initial conversations a year ago with them when we met. And I don't know if the word fear came up, but I kind of saw it in their eyes a little bit based on their circumstances. I mean, you know, for those of you who have not heard their story, it's extraordinary. They faced, you know, they went into bankruptcy, and they really had to face the music on based what happened in the, you know, financial meltdown. Lost their home, lost their business. They were sideways, you know, living in Arna's mom's, you know, guest house. I mean, they really were up against the wall. They were terrified. But the fact of the matter is, through some counseling and through some, you know, rebelling up and working with them, you know, a group of us were able to help them, I think, personally, to break through that fear. And so, you know, they faced that fear. They conquered it. They're still, I think we all live with it to some degree, but they became successful because of that fear. Okay, so that's the first thing I'll say. The second thing I'll say is that the only thing, in my experience, that kills fear is action. And taking a particular action that will break you through. So in other words, you know, I mean, a lot of people are really scared to pick up the phone. A lot of people are really scared. You know, I always talk about people's lists and their chicken list. They're really terrified to approach certain people because, let's face it, they're more successful than you. And so the only thing that's going to be able to face that fear head on is taking the action, going for it, talking to those people, maybe falling on your face to some degree, but, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it, right? So it's really action, David, that really kills the fear, and consistent action, most specifically. And then the last thing I'll say, David, is that, look, no one breaks fear if they're in their comfort zone. And so it just becomes an issue of getting out of their comfort zone. Okay, we've got people, you know, in our business. I mean, we've been at this for 18 months now, right? I've watched certain people go out and take a lot of great action, do some really great things, get off to the right start. And then you know what, David? They fell into their comfort zone. Maybe they got to 10,000, you know, 5,000, 10,000, even 15,000 or more per month in this business so far, and now they're comfortable. And believe it or not, they've got a lot of fear. They can't break through. They may be at a certain pin level, but what's keeping them from advancing is the fear of advancing. It's the fear of success. And believe it or not, as crazy as it sounds, that's what it is. So the only way that those individuals, or any individuals at all for that matter, can move forward is to get out of their comfort zone once again and go out and help new people. But fear is a powerful thing, man. But it's, you know, getting out of that comfort zone, taking action, and facing it head on, that's the only way you can overcome it.
Yeah, or stretching your comfort zone, you know, of finding a place of firm ground and then leaning forward and finding some place of softer ground that challenges you, that makes you a little bit scared. And like you say, it's that consistent action that continues to elevate your belief. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is growing ourselves, growing our teams, and you know, making things happen. So, let's talk a little bit about culture and then move on to the last piece, which is, you know, advancing through the holidays and creating a sense of action. So before we get into, you know, what do we need to be doing here over the next 60 days, and I definitely want to, you know, leave some time for that. You know, you probably saw, you know, the Purion, you know, culture, 80 people strong, all different lines of sponsorship together at that mastermind. Was there anything that stood out as you looked at, you know, the overall Purion culture and team that, you know, that you thought was, you know, something to be proud of, or something to share with everybody on the line tonight that you think is important for people to know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, I mean, culture and community is the core of any company, right? And the one thing that's fantastic about what we've done here at Purion is, look, we came into a company 18 months ago. There were some great pioneers such as Ian Farrar. Really, we've done a lot of great things. We were very product-driven. It was great. So there was really a culture centered around the product, and which is fine. I mean, I think that's part of it. But, you know, what's real important to advance, you know, a company is to expand upon that. And we've been very blessed to, you know, bringing the obvious aloha spirit into, I mean, with Hawaii being, you know, the number one state in the country, that energy really has helped a lot with the company. And so we saw that thing really manifest itself at the national convention, where we had 700 people, all kinds of people there. And just, you know, it was such a good energy. And I think it's really kind of springboarded out of that. And I know at this particular event this weekend, You know, everybody just had great respect for each other and camaraderie, and the same thing happened with the Crown University that we had 2 weeks ago in Orlando. There was a lot of cross-line, you know, sponsorship and leaders there, and we worked very synergistically together. So I think that's great, you know, and I think, you know, what we're building here at Purium is, you know, from a product perspective, there is a healthy lifestyle, a healthy Purium lifestyle culture, if you will, that we're building, and we're building that through like-minded people. But I also want to really emphasize, David, that, you know, from a business side, we are, you know, building a culture of inviting, a culture of training, really a culture of rank advancement. That's, again, that's something that a lot of people sometimes want to hide behind, but let me just tell you this straight up. I mean, you know, one's rank is a decision, okay? And so, you know, people can't rank advance unless they make a decision. And again, as I mentioned, no one ever breaks rank if they're in their comfort zone. So I think it's important to really, you know, one, to get their head around that as to what that culture is and feel good about it, you know, because we're doing things with no hype. It's just straightforward, man. We got the greatest products out there. They're the cleanest, greenest, meanest products around, and they do great things. I mean, Sandoval has done an incredible job over the last couple of decades at pioneering that movement, and we have an opportunity here to really go out and share that unique story with others. And the last thing I want to also mention, Dave, before we go into this other plan here you're talking about is I think it's important that, you know, we as individuals, we need to elevate ourselves, okay? And what I've always trained my leaders, David, is that, you know, it's not about you, okay? Although I saw this woman, Donna Empson, she's an extraordinary woman. She actually flew in from Turkey, of all places. She's a global phenom in this profession. And she talked about that, but she actually started out by saying, you know what, it is all about you. You know, it's not about the products, it's not about the compensation, it's not about the gift cards, it's not about the program. It's about you. It's about you and what you want. And so only you as an individual can make a decision. You know, believing in yourself is totally key to this thing. And I think it's really important that a lot of people just stop comparing themselves to others. Because, you know, this is a journey, right? It's kind of a marathon. I mean, we talk a lot about creating personal momentum and growth and all that kind of good stuff, but you can't compare yourself to anybody else. You got to dream your own dream. So once you do that and you understand it's all about you, then you can transition and focus on the fact that it's not about you, okay? And what I mean by that is, you know, this is something that it took me a while to learn, but, you know, once I got myself out of my own way and understood that it was about me and got through that, then I was able to go from what I would consider success to significance. Okay, and the only way you go from success to significance is when you transition from yourself to other people. So be better so you can do better, right? Prosper with purpose. I mean, these are big, you know, thoughts that you know, it takes time for some people to get their head around, but, you know, once they do, you can become extraordinarily powerful, extraordinarily empowering to other people, and that's what I live for, and that's one of the core attributes of, you know, why we're succeeding at this business.
Well, you know, having that bigger picture and having that sense of responsibility, sense of urgency, sense of this is my business, this is my team, this is my culture, you know, I care about everyone, I'll help everyone, but I'm here to make the biggest difference for my own benefit, my family's benefit, my community's benefit, you know, whatever moves you to move the needle each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, you know, that's what drives the business. And I love connecting with people's whys and understanding, you know, what it's going to take to make that happen. So let's connect those dots here quickly over the last couple minutes of this call. We're sitting right now at the beginning part of the month. We're sitting right now at the, you know, core part of the fall selling season, rolling into the best time of year, which is transformation time. We've had a great year, but I know you and I know I am thinking about much bigger, better things here for 2015. If I'm brand new to the business, if I've been in the business a month or two or three, if I've been in the business a year or two or three, it doesn't matter. If we're on the phone right now, help us connect the dots on, you know, what you should be thinking about as far as growing your own business, growing your own market, and building from there.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of stuff, man. But I, you know, I mean, let me just say this, okay? you know, this business goes month to month. So we're at the beginning of a month, and to some degree, all months are the same. But then again, not so much. Okay. And so what I do know is history tends to repeat itself. Okay. When you have a process, and I'll just kind of flash back to last year, where you know we went through a pretty good growth period. You know, when we launched this business last summer, you know, through the September, October, and then when we got to November, what we looked at was like, look, we've got 60 days left in the year, and we wanted to advance our activity, advance our momentum through November, because we knew what happens every single year is when the ball drops, people have New Year's resolutions, and the majority of them are centered around getting in shape, losing weight, and making more money, right? You know, just improving your personal or family, physical, financial lifestyle. And so the first thing I think everybody needs to look at, you know, right now is, you know, just answer the simple question, you know, what's in it for you? And what I've always told people, and I've been through this for 20 years, the same period, is like two core things. Number one, the money, the activity you take, the activity that you do right now, will basically dictate the money that you can make for the holidays. So, you know, it's one thing about the holiday season, but I mean, you know, the activity you do over the next 4 weeks are really going to dictate the extra money you have for the holiday. That's number one. Number two, what inevitably is the case is that, you know, the people who take the proper action to advance themselves and help others advance the last couple months of the year really are setting themselves up for the best growth in 2015. And that's what happened last year. You know, we actually had incentives through October and November for our team. We culminated with a little bit of a diamond retreat in Las Vegas, where incidentally we went to one of the industry events with a group of diamonds, and then we turned the corner into last year, and we tripled our business in 90 days. And so that's what's going to happen again to us. I mean, we had the mindset, we had the posture, we know that's going to happen. It's just a matter of who's going to go for the ride with us. So I think, David, you know, what people need to be thinking, number one, again, this is every month, but this month is no different. Number one, set your goal. What is your particular goal? And you got to be specific, you know. And again, we're creating a culture of rank advancement. What rank are you going to advance? If you're brand new, do you just want to get to consultant? Do you want to get to director? You know, just got off the phone with a group of people, you know, about an hour ago, and, you know, they just brand new and went to executive the first month. I mean, whatever you want to do, you need to put in stone. Share it with your up team. Share it with your up team, diamonds, crowns, whoever you're working with. Secondly, know your structure. Know what you need to do to go out and achieve that. You know, I mean, the structural part of, you know, what I mean by that is the number of personal enrollments, the number of, you know, consultant or director legs or whatever it may be. Know your structure and ultimately map it out, okay? And then once you have that mapped out, once you've done that business planning session, then you're in a position to go out and really implement your campaign of contacting and inviting. And, you know, you talk about the type of the time of the year. It's interesting, you know, it is the quote-unquote eating season, right? As Tracy Fujikani calls it. You want to go out and I think, you know, create a contest, whether it's just with yourself or with a small group of people or a larger team, you know, maybe create a contest, you know, to see who can make the most exposures, who can get the most gift cards redeemed, who can put the most people on cleanse, okay? And then the last thing that I would really advise people to do, David, is go out and buy one, two, or three extra cleanses. And there's two core reasons why you should do this, okay? And it's investing in your business, number one, okay? So it's a tax-deductible investment for 2014 here, but there's two reasons. Number one, you may consider giving the gift of health over the holidays. And you may just be interested in doing that and paying it forward. But more importantly than that, you know, when you go out and you start, you know, enrolling several people per week, you know, in this process with all the people that are going to be interested in cleanse, interested in losing 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds in 10 days, okay, you will speed up the process. So it's one thing, you know, and I hear this all the time. People order their cleanse, they're so excited, they've seen the results from their friend, and then they sit there and wait seven days, even more, to get it sometimes. That's not acceptable, okay? You want to put them through the process. So by going out and ordering an extra one, maybe an extra two, an extra three, put yourself in that position. It happened to me just this weekend, David. My daughters were playing at one of my friends' their house, and you know the mom there was you know seeing me all over Facebook, traveling all over the place, and she's like, you know, I just got to ask you, what do you do? And I told her what I do, and she says, well, what kind of products are they? And I said, very simply, have you heard of the 10-Day Celebrity Transformation? She's like, no. I said, what is it? Of course, I told her what it is, and I said, you know, would you like to learn more? And she said, absolutely. So we had a little dialogue there. At the end of the period, though, she was like, I'd love to start this. I'd love to start tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I got a wedding coming up in a couple weeks. Well, it just so happens that I have 5 of them in my pantry. You know, I went home, I got one, brought it back, boom. She started on Monday morning. What was it today? Tuesday? She started yesterday, and she ordered as well. And so her cleanse is going to come back. She's going to give it back to me. But by the time she gets it, she's going to be, you know, 3/4, if not all the way done through it, feeling great. And we all know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. She's going to share with others. She's a hairdresser. It's going to go viral. So, you know, it's just about the basics, David, and advancing through the holidays. People think that the holidays is the worst time. I got to tell you, in my 20 years in this business, I've seen some of the most explosive rank advancements happen in the month of December. And I can tell you, they will happen this year for some, the ones that make a decision, but more importantly, the ones that take the action in November to set themselves up for an awesome December, let alone that 90-day run, which is going to be epic as we go into 2015.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I agree with every word you just said, and I can see that sales numbers are already up, recruiting numbers are already up for the month of November, and I know some of that is driven by people wanting to get to the Crown Trip, and a lot of it is driven by just what you shared, you know, that it's eating season, it's also transformation season for those who are smart, and it's definitely business season for those in transition and business season for those who see the opportunity and understand timing, that the bigger the team you have on January 1st, you know, I mean, that's the business you're going to double in January. That's the business you're going to triple by March. That's the business you're going to quadruple by May. You know, so, you know, you need to decide how big that business is going to be and prioritize your life here for the next 60 days appropriately. So thanks for sharing a lot of these important big concepts from the mastermind, as well as, you know, some of these more pointed comments here for the next 60 days. It's an exciting time. Lots of great stuff going on. For those of you going to the Blue Diamond Trip this weekend, have a fantastic time. For those planning on going to Crown Trip next month, it's going to be awesome. And for those of you who are just starting out, you know, you're in at the right time right now, because we're going to be taking this 2014 momentum and putting a big zero on the end of it. So exciting things going on. Thanks so much for being on the line. And we will catch you tomorrow night. David Sandoval's got his call, which is going to be on the product of the month, which is our enzyme advantage. So it's eating time, and you know, Dave's going to be talking about enzymes and also talking a little bit about Revive It All and how those products work together. So should be an interesting call, always is, and expect to get some good information about digestive health, antioxidant effects of superfoods, and how enzymes spark life. So it's going to be a great call. Catch Dave tomorrow night. Thanks so much for being on the line tonight. Thanks, David Scopetti, and thanks, everybody, for being on. All right.
Good night, everybody.